Great to be joined by Olivia Baker here. We're at a track meet that you're not running in. How rare is that?
Very. But it feels good to be here, cheering on my teammates, supporting them in whatever way I can.
Yep.
So I'm really happy to be here.
So how do you plan out? You've had a busy spring and summer so far. How do you plan out the rest of your summer and the rest of the year without overdoing it? Skipping this meet, obviously. So.
Yeah. Play a part of it by ear. I mean,
however you feel, you kind of go by feel, or
yeah, a little bit by feel. I mean, at this point in the season, the main goal is just to raise my world ranking, see how high I can get up in the world rankings. Uh-huh. So we're looking at the highest ranked meets that I can possibly get into with my times. There's still a chance that I'll get selected for the NACAC team.
Okay.
So a lot of my travel will be dictated whether or not I'll be going to that meet. And yeah, after that, we'll see.
So you don't plan that far ahead? You wait for the best opportunities, kind of? Or are you a planner? You like knowing way ahead of time what you want to race?
I like to know as far ahead of time as I can. But sometimes in this world of track and field, things change quickly, so it can be a little unpredictable.
Unlike other sports where there's big guaranteed money in track and field, that maybe only happens to the top few.
Mm-hmm.
For someone like you that's trying to get the ranking up, how do you make it? Sponsors? You work a regular job too? Tell the listeners how you go about your business.
Yeah, so I'm really blessed to be sponsored by Atlanta Track Club and Adidas. They provide a lot of the support that I have, a stipend, medical, travel, all of that. So I'm really grateful to my sponsors. I also do work for Atlanta Track Club part-time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the marketing department. I actually run their book club. It's called Runners Who Read.
Okay, yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, so we have a Facebook page. We read a book a month.
You're and always then, promoting a book on your Instagram. There.
Yes.
Is that the book of the month that you're promoting? Or?
Yes. Yeah, the book of the month. We read a book, and then we usually chat with the author. At the end of the month, we chat with the author, have a little kind of end of book wrap up discussion.
I haven't seen any of my books on there yet, so we'll have to talk about that. You had a great meet out in Eugene, the U.S. Didn't quite maybe have the ultimate goal that you wanted, but you have to be happy with your showing out there.
Absolutely. You know, I feel like I got out there. I fought hard every round. You know, it's a tough, the women's 800
You're
in the U.S.
You're in a fairly tough event, too.
Yes, so. I mean, the world indoor champion, Olympic gold medalist, and Olympic bronze medalist in the field.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I was looking at the, on time, 6 of the top 10 times run this year were run by Americans. So, it's a deep field.
Does that help you raise your game a little bit, though, you think? Is that kind of how you approach it?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, you know, you just have to rise to the challenge.
Olivia, thanks for coming on, and we'll be following what you're doing the rest of the year.
Thank you.